Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know that there is gold on the other side of that rainbow, and I will keep looking until I find it. Possibility thinking. That's the best kind of thinking for being able to see a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The kind of thinking that allows the impossibility of imagination to kind of swarm around and fly. The kind of thinking that will begin to change my life and will ultimately be what changes my world. I keep that possibility thinking moving and growing in part by the relationship that I have, by the relationships I have in my life. And children are perfect for growing the imagination. Their inspiration of possibility thinking is unlimited because they have very limited experience with no. My son was possibility thinking on his way to camp recently. It was my first time with my husband experiencing this because normally when he drives the boys to their destination and to their events, they listen to music. Oh, and by the way, if you have any complaints or comments about the musical tastes of my boys, you can send those directly to my husband at KeithEdwardLang@PQProductions.com because he is responsible for the eclectic and often bizarre choices my boys make and sing without any kind of prompting. But I talk with them. Or I should say that I encourage possibility thinking and imagination growing when I am traveling with them. I don't even turn on the radio. So my youngest son has his imagination on overdrive, and we're passing this field full of fresh green plants, and he shares what he has been seeing in his imagination about this farm that he is going to become a farmer, and how he's going to live out on this farm, and how he's going to drive around on either a horse or a four-wheeler, and he even knows what clothes he's going to wear. And for those of you who have met me or have listened to me, you may have started to suspect that I am a talker. So when I make the choice, and it is a choice, to encourage my son to let his imagination take off, then I also have to choose to sacrifice my words about the reality of what he's doing. I have to be quiet. Now, imagination should never be tied down by realities because that only serves to hold them back. Imagination has to be allowed to take off because that is what shatters the limitations once demanded by those very realities. So my talking balance sheet was getting off target because I needed to share, I needed to talk, but he needed to share and talk in order to allow his imagination to grow. So I had to make the choice to sacrifice my own words. The truth is that if I'm going to build up strong relationships, then I have to understand that the efforts will often be off balance. It is more normal for it to be unbalanced than to be balanced. No matter how off balance the relationship may appear, or as long as I maintain my personal balance, then I will be able to work it all out in the end. And I keep my balance in these unbalanced relationships by holding on to some simple ideas. One, I know my place. I can give to you what I can give to you, but I have to say no when it is outside of my place. Two, I have to know my limits. I have basic things that have to be accomplished in my day, and if I crowd those with my giving, then I edge over towards a place of personal unbalance. Three, I know better. There are going to be times when I know a better way, or I know a better person to handle the activity. It's not that I can't do it the way that you're asking me to, or I can't do it, but if I want it done right, then there is a better choice. Four, I have to keep it simple. Once it gets too complicated, then it is time to walk away. And five, I have to know the real source. If I understand where my all in all is, then I don't have to worry about being out of balance in our relationship, because our balance is not determined by our individual investments, but the true balance is determined by the all in all that controls it all. I'm a mom. And I'm a daughter, so I know that not all relationships are balanced. I'm a friend, and I'm a teacher, so I know that sometimes the relationship balance will tilt to one side or the other, and then will often teeter-totter back the other way. It rarely stays in perfect balance, and I mean that's any relationship along any line. The most amazing thing is that just when I think I'm getting the most out of the relationship, I discover that I have actually been giving without knowing it. The balance isn't determined by what I'm doing. It's determined by whose we are. When I'm invested in a relationship, then I'm feeding it and growing it and nurturing it because it is a part of me, and I'm feeding and growing and nurturing my journey. When I understand the constant circle that is relationships and what that really involves, then I can accept that it is not going to be balanced. It's rarely ever going to be balanced. And that's a good thing because it's not about me. I recognize that some relationships will be unbalanced, and sometimes even the best relationships will fall into unbalance. And I accept that unbalanced as ordinary expected in some situations. The relationship with a small child or an infant will require that I give more than the infant gives. I expect there to be an unbalance in these situations, but for some reason, when I'm dealing with people that are on what I consider an equal plane, my contemporaries, those that are the same physical age as me or in a similar social standing, well, then I expect more, or at least I used to expect more. I've discovered that every person I encounter, and I'm including myself in this description, every person is growing up in some places and still a child in others. And so there are always times when the relationship, no matter what level it has reached, it will become unbalanced. I can accept the unbalance when I find a place to stand firm and hold on to my own balance. One, I have to know my place. This is not the place that they have determined for me, but it is the place that I have discovered for my own life and my unique journey. Now, I have two brothers. One lives out of state and the other lives across the county. But no matter where they live, I'm the only girl. So there are certain expectations that have fallen on me. Even before my mom got sick, I knew that it was going to fall to me to sort through stuff and to get things settled, because that is one of the places that I had taken in our relationships. It is one of my places when it comes to my family to handle certain things, but it is also each of my brother's place to handle certain other things. To someone watching from the outside, it looks like I do more. And I do more when it comes to my place. My brothers do more when it is their place. And knowing my place keeps me in balance even when the circumstances look out of balance. Two, I have to know my limits. I used to ignore my limits, and I would push myself to do more than was healthy. I would end up sick, literally, and sometimes it would take days for my body to completely recover. I am not my husband. He can work outside longer and he can do more physical labor than I have ever been able to do. Even when I was in a better physical shape, he could still do more than me. But I have learned that when it comes to physical labor around the house or around the yard, then the unbalanced part's going to fall to me. He's going to do more. I have learned my limits and I stick within those limits so that I can give attention to the other things, despite the limits I have in these areas. And three, I may know better in some areas. So I accept that because I know better, I can choose to do more with that better. For instance, sometimes the better is a detailed plan. Sometimes it's a daring try. When it comes to meals around our house, I know better than my husband. It's not that I'm the woman and therefore I should do all the cooking, but it's that I'm daring enough to try just about anything. Because of my practices in the kitchen and my daring to try, I can turn what looks like a relatively bare cupboard into a meal, and usually within a 30-minute time frame. So my husband defers to my talents in the kitchen, just like I defer to him in the physical labor. Because it's not that he can't cook. He can cook. He's a great cook. But because I know a better way that gets it done faster, or at least gets it done with what's available, he defers to me. For I have to keep it simple, and I know how to keep it simple. Keeping it simple helps me accomplish more, and it helps me to get others to accomplish more as well. I learned the skill of keep it simple early in life, but I really think I have perfected it because having so many men and boys around me all day, every day, has forced me to hone my keep it simple skills. I have one idea, and that needs to be pursued. If there are more pieces to the puzzle, then I wait until that one piece is in place before I reveal the next. I'm not annoyed or offended when I'm expected to take on more responsibility. Okay, wait. I may be annoyed, but I'm not offended because I recognize that I'm given that responsibility and I'm in that place of unbalance because of my honing skills for keeping it simple. I am trusted more in certain areas because I can lay it out in simplistic directions that can be followed. And five, I know the real source. And because I know the real source for all that I have and for all that I am and for all that I ever will need, have, or be, then I don't worry about what I'm investing or what you're investing. This one concept keeps me in balance better than anything else, no matter what others are doing or asking from me. I found myself in a very awkward position with someone close to me. I was doing all. I was completely on the giving side. I was running errands. I was talking on the phone. I was being supportive and encouraging. Every time I seemed to step out in my own life, I was called upon to help again. The relationship was so far out of balance that the line was vertical. I could have focused on the unbalance, but instead I chose to focus on who I was doing it for. And in keeping that focus, I was released from expectations from the other person. And I released that person to receive what I was giving. Relationships are rarely balanced. One side usually has more to give or needs more than the other. When I invest in keeping my own balance despite the relationship, then I am in a firm foundation for standing strong in the world. I will always be in a stronger position than someone, and someone else will always be in a stronger position than me. That is just the nature of relationships. They are almost never balanced. There is almost always an unbalanced situation in every relationship that I'm dealing with. Paul addresses this concern in Romans 15, 1 through 11. Now, he's teaching the importance of lifting up and encouraging each other in this journey. And he starts with this decree. Now, this comes from the King James translation. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not just to please ourselves. So there's an expectation that I'm going to serve you. But it's not about you, and it's really not even about me. That understanding is where I find my balance. The understanding that it's not to please myself and it's not to please you. We're following the same direction of Jesus when he explained that he was doing what the Father told him to do and nothing more. See, it's not about us, but it's about a higher level of service. In John 8:29, Jesus is sharing that he is doing what pleases the Father. And Jesus says, I do nothing of myself. I don't do it myself. I don't do it because I want to do it. He goes on to try and to explain to the Jews that he's not there to seek his glory, Jesus' glory, but to honor the Father. When I do my part in an unbalanced relationship, when I invest more despite the understanding that I will not get more, and when I'm doing it from that heart of love, then I'm not seeking my own honor. But I'm giving honor to my Father, and this pleases Him. There are some moments when I am in perfect harmony and perfect balance within a relationship. And I truly believe that these are those times when we are both so focused on the Father that there's no other place that we could be. Because it becomes a unity not just with you and with me, but with God at the center. And with God at the center, it's a balanced situation because it is about God. But most of the time I find that one gives more than the other. I'm learning that I can be okay in that place of unbalanced as long as I maintain my personal balance and that focus on God that's going to make such a difference for my life. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey that we've been taking to recognize and understand some basic truths about relationships and growing up to understand that when I know these truths, I can continue to invest in the relationships for my life. First, not everyone will like me. I know it seems shocking, but it's true. Second, I need to be attractive. In other words, I need to be the very best me that I can be. Third, it's not always a two-sided effort because sometimes they're just not going to do their part. And fourth, I have to sacrifice to grow relationships because it is not all about me, despite how I wish it was. It'd be nice if it was all about me, right? And fifth, well, it wouldn't be nice for you, but it'd be nice for me. And fifth, it is rarely balanced because there is always more that I can give in certain situations, and there's always more that you can give in certain situations. But if I maintain my balance and my focus on God, then it will all work out. I know that as I walk out an understanding of these truths, I make it possible to build those foundational relationships that will give me the strength to stand in this world. How are the relationship truths guiding your own journey? Please share with me your stories and your thoughts by emailing me at radio@katherinelang.com. Be sure to take a moment to head over to the website where you can download your free PDFs of all the ebooks that are created from the Growing Hope broadcast. That's at katherinelang.com/ebooks. Take a moment and comment on one of the blog posts and let me know how your journey through the Growing Hope show and Rainbows and Lollipops are coming to fruition in your life. I would also enjoy the opportunity to engage and connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it is the @ Katherine C. Lang. On Google+, it's the +, Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's the Katherine C. Lang. Remember, you can listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of the Growing Hope show by visiting katherinelang.com/on-air, or you can now get the podcast, which is a 22-minute version, by visiting katherinelang.com/podcast. podcast. You can also sign up for the feed over at the website. The idea is that I want to connect with you on as many levels as I can, because I know that when we're connected together and we're working together, we are stronger and can do more than we could ever possibly do on our own. So let's connect and grow up relationships that will give us a boldness to face this world. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.